is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
Hello, Special K here and Tony, and we have the wonderful Tim Manor with us. He is an ambassador for the Parramatta Leagues Club. Thank you for joining us, Tim.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Oh, thank you. And what has been happening this morning, Tim?
Oh, there's been a lot going on. The board of directors here at the Leagues Club have been awesome. They volunteered their time to help Jason and the team pack some care packages for some really special kids in hospital at the moment. And I know you guys have been speaking about it all morning, but the whole idea behind Super T is really awesome. It makes such a positive and makes kids so much more happier when they're going through a tough time. So it's great to be here and great to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm not just saying it. Jason does a great job, not just because he's standing right here, but he does. It's a fantastic idea. And how about some of the inspiration drawn? I mean, you see the superhero uniforms. As a former player, Tim, a former rugby league player, how much inspiration do you draw from some of these sorts of stories? You know, Jason's story and a few others from Darren as well, one of the board members, for some of their kids. How does that drive you?
Yeah, you know, Parramatta's had a really long affiliation with the Children's Hospital at Westmead, as well as the Ronald McDonald House at Westmead. And, you know, for as long as I can remember, we'd go into every Easter, every Christmas, and the players are kind of exposed and get the opportunity to see families and kids that are going through a tough time. So we've had that affiliation, that link with the area for a long time. And, you know, for us to be able to do something like this, that we know exactly where it's going to go. We know the difference it's going to make to the kids who are going through a tough time. We've seen it with our own eyes. It's great to be able to make a difference. And, it's one thing going in there and being able to visit them as a Parramatta player. It's another thing teaming up with Jace and giving him something that they can really enjoy and have long term.
And if people didn't know, Tim was really hands-on today, helping pack the bags. What was your task actually today?
I was part of the final process. So we were boxing him up right at the end. I'd love to say I did it smoothly, but I'm pretty sure I made a mess of it. So yeah, hopefully there's no complaints later on.
Yeah, a really important role, the final check. See, you're the dependable.
That's right. Last check from Tim Manor. If it's not back, you send it back. No.
Yeah, we're coming for you if it's not good.
Yeah, make sure you get the sticky tape right or make sure you box it correctly.
Yeah.
And how can the community support Super T and hospitals, especially in the Parramatta community?
That is a great question. And lucky Jace is around here because Jace can help us answer that question. But for those that don't know much about Super T, they can definitely go online and look it up. I would love to claim that I know the email address or the website. There we go. Supert.org.au. Go check them out. Help out. Get involved. It's a great initiative.
So we've got Jason behind you, Tim. If he was a rugby league player, what position do you reckon he'd play? A little tall, lanky, maybe dummy half, or what do you think?
He's squeezing his muscles as we speak.
Nah, yeah. No. I reckon wing.
Oh, wing. Okay.
Wing. Yeah, he'd be a good winger.
Yeah.
Dummy half is a tough position. I would have wished out my enemies.
Yeah. Well, the mind's ticking pretty quickly, so yeah, need a wise man around.
Did you ever play any? Nah. Yeah, what would you consider yourself?
Water boy, mate.
Water boy. Very important position, the water boy.
Oh, beautiful. And if you had to be a superhero, Tim, or if you had to have any superpower, what would it be?
Superpower. Oh, easy. Teleport.
Teleport?
I'd love to be able to teleport. Imagine being able to sit here and then we can say, click our fingers and we're on an island in the middle of the mailbox.
Exactly. No traffic. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a pretty big mixed bag with that question today. We've had some people want to be invisible, super strength. So we've, now teleportation. So, yeah, all the board members and all the people affiliated are going to be quite a few different superheroes.
Sounds like a fantastic team.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tim. And thank you so much for coming along. This was an amazing event. And I think you really made you and all the board members, especially at Parramatta Leagues Club, has made such an impact to a lot of special kids.
Yeah, no, it's an honour to be here. Obviously, the cause is great. And, we're really fortunate. There's a lot of board members, a lot of clubs out there that have boards that probably aren't as hands-on as these guys. These guys have to come in and get involved themselves. There's a lot about them as well. So it's an honour to be here and I hope everyone had a great day.
Oh, thank you. Jason, did you want to say a few words? We have Jason Sotiri here.
Timmy Manor, everyone. Thank you, Timmy. Good man. Mate, what a day.
What a day. How do you think the day has gone, Jason?
I tell you, it's this is what it's all about. Like, I've had the opportunity to meet all the directors. We had a family. You, you, You spoke with Meg's little daughter, Indy. This is what it's all about. It's about those that want to help, those that deserve all the help in the world. And we've had so many people put their hand up today to want to help others. It's just, it's such a beautiful thing to see. It's a privilege to be here and see people give up their time because it's, you know, it's families. It's families helping families. It's, you know, no one would ever want to, you know, have their child in hospital or go through a life-threatening condition, you know. And we all realize that being part of our own family. We would hate to see a loved one in hospital. And so we are all here because we want to make a difference, you know. That's that old saying that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, my question is, what happens when that child gets sick? That's when we need the village more than ever. That's when we need people to come together, just like you've seen today. And it's great to see Parramatta Leagues put their hand up and say, hey, I want to be involved with this. They've given us the space. They've given us the volunteers. We've had a live 90.5 show up today. So great to have you guys here. And that's what the message is. It's about getting the community together to help those that are going through a tough time, especially on the back of COVID. Especially on the back of COVID.
Definitely.
And Jason, everybody sees how passionate you are as well, so it's not hard for everybody to want to get involved as well with your energy. It's infectious. Everyone here, you know, there's a room full of people putting away different tables and packing different super teas. I mean, it's a great work that you do. But talk to us a little bit about what goes into one of these events. Yes. What happened? Like, how do you coordinate everything to get your lovely banners up inside Parramatta Leagues Club, get everybody involved, the ambassadors come along? It's such a big task, superhero-like almost. How do you do it?
Well, you're right. I mean, Super Tea would not exist without the help of others. You know, as we continue to grow, and I just want to sort of go back to when Super Tea started. We just used our kitchen table. We would pack these. My kids would get, you know, give up the iPad, which is a big ask, you know, to help us prepare these. And then it got to a stage where we couldn't physically do these by ourselves. We needed help. And today we helped hundreds of kids. There's no way I'll be able to do that without the help of others. So, you know, each gift pack is designated for one child, okay? It's an experience we want to bring to one child. So it's not just about the costume. It's about the gift that comes with it. So it gets packaged in a reusable tin. There's very little storage available in a hospital bed. So it's their little treasure chests. They put their lollies and crayons in there. It comes with a comic book that tells the story of these kids becoming superheroes, with reward stickers for every time they have a needle or they come out of surgery. There's a sticker that the nurse can give them to say, hey, you're strong, you're brave. It comes with a bookmark and a personal message from each one of the staff members here at Parramatta League saying, hey, thinking of you, you're my hero. Love and best wishes. You know, it's a personal connection between those that want to help with those that deserve all the help there is. And then you've got the costume. I ask a question all the time. How do you motivate a child to be brave when they've got no concept? They don't know what it means to be brave. They're too young. They don't understand what's happening to them in hospital. But they understand what a superhero is. They'll understand, Karenza, when they see you dressed as Wonder Woman today. They'll understand you, Tony, dressed up as Bruce, dressed up as Batman.
That's right.
Who's Tony?
Yeah.
They recognize these characters and they're like, okay, I know what a superhero does. And it's interesting because they've actually done studies in this, and it's called the alter ego effect. It's when they dress up a child in costume, they take on that persona. And that's what we want to bring to these kids. When they're going through these tough battles, they're going through surgeries, they're scared, they're confused, but they're facing it. And that's who we're helping today. And that's what it's always been about. It's about how can we turn this child into a superhero so that maybe just for a moment they can believe that they are.
And you, as you said before, the power of imagination can go tenfold. It can make such a difference to a child's life, and not only to the children, to the families that you really support. And just something as like a day like this can make such an impact to so many different people. And you've done an incredible job. It's honestly, like Tony said, super-like. So we really commend you, Jason, and everyone that was involved, not only today, but previously and hopefully in future. I know you have an event coming up on the 24th of December, is that correct?
Oh, okay, yes. If for those listening out there, if you want to see what this medical garment disguised as a superhero costume looks like, come down to Parramatta Westfield on Christmas Eve on the 24th. We're going to be there. We're giving up our time. And if I understand correctly, Alive 90.5 is coming down.
We're
as well?
Coming. Hey. We got Superhero, we got Wonder Woman, we're all coming.
Come along and see what it is. You know, there's some comments that I hear every now and then, you know, well, I don't know where my money goes when I donate.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how do you know the donation you make ends up in the cause that you're looking to help? Well, come along and see it. Come have a look at what we're giving to these kids. We're giving up our Christmas Eve to try and convince those that are doing their last minute shopping. And if anything like me, you're going to leave it to the last minute. So I'm expecting a lot of people. But that's what it's all about. It's about asking the community to help those that are going through a tough time.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for coming on and I guess creating this event. It's been a mammoth effort from everyone and the wonderful support that's come along. So thank you again.
No worries. If you'd like to check us out, please visit us, supertea.org.au. Come check us out. Check us out on our website. If you'd love to donate, we'll get one to a child on your behalf. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Well, back to you, Dom.
Thank you very much. This is Alive 90.5 and time now is 12:40 in the afternoon. That man is amazing, absolutely amazing. That was, of course, Jason Sotiris from Super Tea, who started it all. And I was in tears. I was actually in tears in the studio, realising how important this day is for the children and, of course, the very sick children of Australia. It's just amazing. And well done to Jason. Well done to Parramatta Leagues. It's just fantastic to see what you're doing out there. And if you're in the area, please drive into Parramatta Leagues. Give yourself a few minutes of time. Donate some money because every dollar that goes to Jason's Super Tea organisation helps a kid that is going through hell and back at the moment. So please donate.